City of Chicago, where he has a permanent sculpture. And it really broadens his horizons, it broadens the horizons of those who pass by. It's been important to his career. More recently, you may remember that he had this massive eyeball in Pritzker Park at, I think it's State and Van Buren Street. So I thought it was important to get a sense of what the artist thought, and I can tell you that I'm sure that Tony Tassett's not unique. I'm sure that his view of this is shared by the Chicago art community, the Illinois art community. And just in closing, I urge you to do this because if art is part of our environment. You all are, you look after a very large public enterprise. That public enterprise interacts with so many people. The opportunity to bring art to so many people in a really relatively easy manner, because if it was only a 0.5% for art, is really, in the scheme of things, something that is attainable. And I would urge you very strongly to take on this this suggestion yourselves. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Joy.
Good morning, Chairman Kennedy and members of the board. My name is Rod Joy, and I serve as Executive Director for Arts Alliance Illinois, our statewide arts advocacy and service organization. And the primary charge of the Arts Alliance is to elevate the presence and importance of the arts within the state and raise awareness that the contributions that artists make to society are just as important, if not more important, than the contributions of any doctor, lawyer, policeman, or fireman. On behalf of our statewide network of thousands of arts professionals and advocates and hundreds of cultural organizations, it's an honor to be here today to address the board on the importance of public art. We believe that public art, our sculptures, paintings, and other art forms, have the power to transform our landscapes, enliven our communities, and enrich our daily lives. The Arts Alliance supports policy levers that not only encourage and promote the arts in our museums and galleries, but also in our streets, our parks, and in our public buildings and spaces. Chief among these policy levers to promote the arts is Percent for Art legislation. Since 1959, local Percent for Arts ordinances have been applied to publicly funded capital improvement projects across the country. Today, there are about 350 public art programs in the United States. The vast majority, about 97%, are housed within an umbrella cultural organization such as a local arts agency or municipality. On average, each of these 350 public art programs have completed 69 public art projects since their inception, including commissions, purchases, and conservation projects. Jack Guffman just referenced the Illinois Art and Architecture Program, and since 1977, this program has helped support hundreds of public art projects across the entire state. Notable is the completion of the 40 by 110 by 30 foot upwell sculpture on the North Campus of the university. Whether it's policy levers at the state level or the local Percent for Art ordinance, these programs are incredibly important to the state. They make Illinois a mecca for arts and culture. As Jack referenced, they put the work of Illinois artists in the public eye, and they attract talent, tourists, and investment to our communities and campuses across Illinois. In addition to these quantifiable benefits, Percent for Art legislation also encourages a kind of growth and vitality that's difficult to measure, growth and vitality that money can't buy, particularly for our campuses. Public art, particularly on college campuses, is about discovery. It's a way of creating a window into much larger subjects, whether it's understanding our past or imagining our future. Public art, especially on college campuses, is about identity. Our public art and architecture represents our unique cultural signature. In many ways, these are symbols of our shared spirit, values, and vision. They create the poetry of place that distinguishes Champagne from Chicago, Carbondale from Cairo. Public art, particularly on college campuses, also fosters a sense of community and civic pride. When you think about how we build community by getting people off of their couches, away from their TV screens and iPads and computers, and bringing them together for shared experiences. Our public art brings together people, crowds of people, for shared public experiences. We applaud the board for being such strong advocates for the arts, and I will say that on behalf of the arts community in Illinois, we're honored to have so many arts advocates and leaders on this distinguished board. In addition to Chairman Kennedy, Carlos Totolero is an icon in the arts sector in Illinois. Pam Strobel has led many creative causes in Chicago and throughout the state. And we applaud your leadership. We appreciate you taking on this issue, and we stand ready to support you as you move forward. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you, Mr. Joy. Thank you for your comments and your contributions to the process. Mr. Manilow.
Yes. I want to focus on the arts that I know best at Governor State University.
You may want to move that microphone a little bit closer to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I be heard now?
There you go.
Okay. Governor State University, which is about 40 years old, and the sculpture park is about 40 years old. I started with some major national, international sculptures, and we've been adding to the park for this whole period. I want to say one thing about where I disagree with my friend Jack. I don't think all the art should be from Chicago. We eliminate all the great artists of America. About half of the artists we have, the sculptures, are Chicagoans, but the other half are internationally known. And Chicago is and is growing more and more as a global city. To restrict it to Chicago artists, of which we have Tony Tassett, Richard Hunt, etc. But I think a balance is due, and not a restriction. I want to tell you how I think we have been received the sculpture park. The university is a senior university. You know, it takes graduates of junior university, and most of the students take 4 or 5 years to get through those 2 years, because they work. They work. And you would think the people that work so hard at this and have a day job and in effect a semi-night school wouldn't have time to enjoy the sculpture. But to the contrary, I want to tell a story that happened a number of years ago. We had a kind of a conference, about 50 people sitting around talking about these things. And at one point, a woman said to me, "Mr. Manilow, I don't know much about art, but I do know what you have done is first class, really first class. And we don't have that much first class in the South Suburbs, and I'm very proud of that." And I think that's an experience people have, and that's why I think the arts are so important. But it should be at a high level, and we should demand that. I think that what she illustrates is pride. Pride, I think, is one of the great motivators for everybody. And if you have more pride in what you're doing, you're liable to do it better, and you're liable to be happier. I mean, there's so much comes from that sense. And I learned that from that woman. I was a little nervous that they're going to say it's too crazy. You know, it's all this big stuff circling around and again. But they really appreciate it. They really love it. And I can say that the administration now is using Governor State University is using their the arts as a selling point, as a point of pride, as something that we have, GSU has, that's really wonderful and is admired and gives them something of significance nationally, internationally. We have two or three of the greatest sculptors of America, unquestionably. Martin Puryear, Mark DeSouvereaux, Bruce Nauman, you may not know these names, but trust me, they are three of the greatest artists, sculptors in America. And I think that's what I have to say. I urge you to support it. I urge you to encourage it, and I urge you to realize that pride will come of it.
Very good.
Just to clarify,
yes, sir.
I was making the distinction between the state statute and the City of Chicago ordinance. I agree with Lou 100%, but I think it is important that 8% be set aside for local artists. I'm not suggesting 100% because we wouldn't have... Martin Puryear was here, actually, probably when you bought the piece. He's fled. But I'm in complete accord with Lou that it shouldn't be entirely, it doesn't need to be, shouldn't be entirely Illinois. But there should be an understanding that we have a great art community here, and it should be in the statute or in your resolution, whereas it is not in the statute, it is in the city ordinance. And I really never disagree with my compadre here.
I do want to clarify the point that you made, that you talked about Illinois artists, not just Chicago artists.
I'm talking Illinois artists, right? Because I think the politics of that are pretty...
Yeah, understand. We'll stop there. Thank you for the presentation. Let's open up the floor, but also, Mr. Chairman, comments that maybe you'd like to add here also.
I was struck by the comments and particularly the notion of pride, the notion of... defining an experience, the idea of creating a sense of place. And I think of, you know, my own efforts to familiarize myself with the University of Illinois and all of the collateral material that we produce, which for any member of the board understands is a lot of collateral material. And you think about what is presented on that material, often on the covers, and the Walter Netsch building here on the Chicago campus, and then you know, the great alma mater sculpture down in Urbana. And in fact, in many ways, we've embraced the very vision that you all have articulated. So you've given words, I guess, to our thoughts, and we appreciate all that you have said for doing that.
Any further questions, comments from the board? Yes, President Hogan.
I think it's a wonderful idea. We have such a great university, and we often spend a lot of time, deservedly so, talking about our great sciences, our great engineering, and but we also are very strong, very, very strong in arts and humanities, and as you make clear in all your presentation, those disciplines add meaning and depth to life, and that's very much part of the mission of the university. Every day I'm reminded. We have a wonderful museum at the campus on Urbana. If you go over there, you will see lots of art collected by the university and done by artists, Chicago artists, Illinois artists, during the 1930s and sponsored by the Works Progress Administration, which is really sort of the beginning of a public commitment to sustaining art in American life. And I have some of them in the president's residence. I admire them every day. And I see a parallel between what that administration did in the 30s to support art and artists and what we can do here through the kind of policy that we're all talking about. So I'm very grateful for your presentations.
I might just ask one question. You know, in a time when the state's in dire fiscal crisis, where they've been unable to fully pay their bills to the university, where every family is struggling, where tuition continues to march upwards, where inflation is a constant threat, how do we justify setting aside money for arts?
I'm happy to respond to that question. You know, I think particularly in these difficult times, it's important that we continue to invest in the arts. While it's no secret that the arts are good for our souls and good for our quality of life, the arts also are a big stimulus for economic development and tourism in this state. A healthy 45% of individuals who come into Chicago to attend arts events live outside of Cook County. It's a magnet for talent, investment, and tourism. On your campus,